Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? Well, I know that I am because we made it to Friday.
Hold on. Let's just enjoy this music for a second.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
I do like how we go from like super chill groovy music to like metal,
straight up aggression. It just shows balance, Danny.
Yeah.
Balance.
Yeah. Brandon from Port Townsend is our contestant. Brandon, are you there?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Brandon. All right, Steve, he's ready to go. So get out of here.
Bye bye.
For those who may be playing at home, Brandon will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What does the Y in YMCA stand for?
Youth.
No.
Pass.
How many players are on a standard American football team?
45?
No.
40.
No.
42.
No. What does Hakuna Matata mean?
Peace and love.
No.
Take it easy.
No.
Oh boy, Biggs is gonna be me this morning. Pass.
What automotive company has been the biggest motorcycle manufacturer since 1959?
Honda?
Yes. Which planet has Prometheus as a satellite?
Neptune.
No.
Saturn.
Yes. How many times are traditional Mexican refried beans fried?
3 times.
No.
Twice.
No. Oh, Brandon. One for me, one for you. The score is 2.
I'll be Brandon.
Steve might not be ready either.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You are?
I think he's ready.
I'm hyped.
What'd I miss?
Brandon is so hyped right now.
Okay, good.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Didn't win the MVP.
Oh.
Sorry. I hit the wrong button. I wasn't playing on that one.
What does the Y in YMCA stand for?
Young?
Yes. How many players are on a standard American football team?
total? 53.
No, on the field.
11.
Yes. What does Hakuna Matata mean?
Have a good day?
No.
Family?
No.
Well, that's Ohana. Party time.
No.
With the animals.
What automotive company has been the biggest motorcycle manufacturer since 1959?
Automotive company? Harley Davidson?
No.
With Honda?
Yes. What planet has Prometheus as a satellite?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
It would not be.
Mars?
No.
Jupiter?
No. How many times are traditional Mexican refried beans fried?
Twice.
No.
Three?
No.
Four?
No. Huh. Which European country hosted the 2024 Summer Olympics?
Greece.
No.
France.
Yes. What color are the properties Kentucky, Indiana, and Illinois in a traditional Monopoly game?
Yellow.
No.
Green.
No.
Blue.
No. Damn. How many total wings does a bee have?
Six.
No.
Four.
Yes. Who played Ty Webb in Caddyshack?
Bill Murray.
No.
John Candy.
No.
George Costanza.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, and that is a win.
Yes.
5-2. Sorry, Brandon.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you, guys.
You are so welcome.
Hey, I didn't get six this time. Another one
bites the dust. It's a miracle.
I know.
It's a Friday miracle. Another one bites the dust. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. It means no worries.
Oh.
Yes. Prometheus is the satellite for Saturn. Traditional Mexican refried beans are fried once.
I was going to guess once. I'm like, oh, it's got to be at least twice.
Kentucky, Indiana, and Illinois in Monopoly, they're all red properties. And Ty Webb in Caddyshack is Chevy Chase.
Damn it. I didn't think of his name.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. It's been a hot minute since I've watched it. Do you think it still holds the test of time?
100%. And Danny, you need to watch it.
I don't think Danny would like it one bit.
I do like Chevy Chase, but I think it's kind of old.
The one guy you like is like the world's biggest D-bag.
Oh, I know.
I like his acting, Steve, in Vacation.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
The Vacation role is pretty amazing. Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
We invite you to join us for an event we've never done before. It's called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. And we're doing it on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett, Washington. We have Brent Smith and Zach Myers from Shinedown coming to town. The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, everyone performing acoustic. And we've got those tickets. I think they said like less than 200 in the main bowl. So get those right now at KISW.com. When the weekend finally comes back around, you might find yourself with a little downtime and maybe some couch time and maybe some TV time, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
Which is why we kind of like to talk about what we're watching.
All right, so what are you watching there, Taryn Daly?
I just watched a new comedy stand-up special from a gal named Leanne Morgan called Unspeakable Things.
This is my take on snow skin. I had to get all those little children dressed with all those layers. This baby child, she starts taking all of her clothes off. I go, what are you doing? And she said, my butthole itches.
What?
I remember praying to the Lord and saying, what did I do that was so bad that this is my vacation now?
Know anything about this comedian?
Apparently she is a thing. I just learned about her last weekend, and I talked to several people that were like, oh yeah, she's been in this movie and she's got this special and yada yada yada, but she's new to me. Thoroughly enjoyed her special, Southern Charm, hilarious, and I'm a big Leanne Morgan fan now.
And it's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Okay, I can watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
All right, Steve, what are you watching?
Shockingly, I'm on YouTube once again, and this is about a man by the name of Dave Kingman, baseball's biggest a-hole.
I have failed to really embrace the full assholeness of a man who has to be, in the annals of sports history, maybe the greatest asshole we've ever dealt with. The guy I'm talking about is former Major League slugger Dave Kingman.
Now, Dave Kingman was a little bit before my time. He was like late 70s, early 80s, played with the Mets, played with a bunch of other teams as well. He was kind of like that guy that hit a bunch of home runs and struck out a bunch as well. Like, he was like, it was like either he's hitting a home run or he's striking out, and he's striking out often. And I'm like, well, what makes this guy a bigger jerk than some of the most notorious jerks? And so this was a YouTube special. I've watched this guy before, Jeff Perlman. He does the Press Box Chronicles. And this one's about Dave Kingman. And he shared an example. And I thought this example was just hilarious, because this sounds like something that, like, I brought up the time where Billy Joel told me to F off when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like this is baseball's way of telling kids to go F off. And here's the story.
I have failed to really embrace the...
Oh, wait, wrong one. There we go.
Kingman was trash. And when I mean trash, I don't even mean as a player. I mean, he was a guy, and this is a literal... true story of something he used to do. if a kid had a baseball and he was behind the railing, he would ask Dave Kingman for an autograph. This happened at spring training on multiple occasions. And Dave Kingman would say, yeah, toss me the ball, toss me the ball. And the kid would toss Dave Kingman the ball, and Dave Kingman would let the ball fall, and he'd walk away. Like, he was that level of...
I mean, that is really rude, but also funny.
But also, then I go on YouTube, I'm watching this. It's a great piece. It's like 10, 15 minutes long. It's a really fun watch. All the comments are from people back in the day talking about how good of a guy he was. Everyone's like, I don't know what you're talking about. When I was a kid, he signed this. When I was a guy, I fixed something at his house. He couldn't be a more respectful, nice guy.
Maybe it's fake news.
I have no idea what's going on.
Danny, what are you watching?
It's funny, too, because I'm watching a really fun light watch, too, Steve. It's called Chaos in the Courtroom, The Killing of Jessica Chambers.
Less than 24 hours after Jessica was killed, this social media firestorm began. Jessica was a teenager from a tiny town in Mississippi that most Americans haven't even heard of. But somehow these people from all over the country, these wannabe detectives, thought that they could investigate Jessica's murder more thoroughly than local law enforcement, even though they were just sitting on their couch in Canada or on a houseboat in Florida. They thought they could do it better.
Oh, yeah. We've watched plenty of crime shows. We all know things better than the detectives.
Did they do it better?
Not really.
So it looks like this was like during the MySpace time. At least when I was watching that clip, it was like they were using, like, you know, footage of people making their own speculations on MySpace.
It was crazy. And the whole thing, of course, is just another murder of another girl. And it's just like,
you're starting to get concerned about you. Watch a lot of documentaries about murders of girls.
You know he knows how to cover it up.
It's crazy to watch because, like, they present her as, like, this, like, really, like, put together girl, and then you find out, no, she had a dark side, and she was on drugs and all these things, and then they try to piece it all together with surveillance and MySpace and detectives. It's crazy.
Spoiler, it's based on a true story, but, like, did they ever figure out what happened to her?
They know what happened to her, but...
Were the people that were making, like, all the people on the internet speculating, were they right?
No.
Okay.
Somewhat. Like, it gets convoluted. There's like 5 episodes of it. We binge watched it in a weekend.
True or false, was she baseball's biggest a-hole?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Could you name a song if you only heard 1 second of its chorus? If so, you could be winning front row tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena next Saturday, November 22nd. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have had tickets in the first 3 rows for Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena a week from tomorrow. And this morning, we have those tickets for the first row.
Front row, baby.
It's the 3 p.m. show next Saturday, which, by the way, if you buy your tickets, $1 for every ticket purchased for the 3 p.m. show will go to our charity of choice, and that is Operation Warm. Say hello to our contestant this morning. I believe it is Santa calling from Shoreline.
Ho, ho,
Santa, hello. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great.
Wait, so is this the Santa that we know that does, is a mall Santa?
No, I'm the one that came to your studio and you and Danny sat on my lap.
Oh, it's Ken. I mean, Santa.
That's right.
What's up, Santa?
Never been to Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I want to sit in the front row with my Santa suit on and just rock that.
Yes.
We have to make this happen.
Oh, we sure do. Now let's spin the wheel and see who Santa is playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's Santa going to sit on the lap of? Will it be Taryn Daly? Will it be Steve Migs? Well, it's a little less weight on you because it's going to be Taryn Daly.
All right, Santa. All right,
I'm going to dress up like an elf then, okay?
You got it. All right, Santa, here is your clip.
I don't recognize that.
Let's play it again. We'll play it again for Santa.
I'm not getting it.
Let me give you a hint there, Santa Claus. It is a band from Seattle that was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this past weekend, fronted by the late, great Chris Cornell.
Great guess.
That would be Soundgarden.
Yes. And the song...
I bet he could take his sleigh up there.
Oh. I don't know. The song is... what would be a good hint for this?
It's the opposite of white.
Yeah, the opposite of white.
Black Hole Sun?
Yes!
Give it to us.
A nice work.
And what a great performance with Brandi Carlile on vocals and also Taylor Momsen from the Pretty Reckless jumping up on vocals as well. That was a great tribute to Chris Cornell and Soundgarden at the Hall of Fame induction.
All right, Santa, we're one down. We've got...
I remember seeing Soundgarden in the clubs.
What? So you've seen Soundgarden live before?
Many times, yeah.
Santa's seen them all.
Look at Santa.
All right, it is time for my clip, Danny. Let's hear it.
Oh, did Santa see these guys in the club?
That would be another...
I didn't think they were ever going to make it. I thought, oh my God, these guys suck.
No way.
You heard it from Santa. That's Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I think they were too drunk.
They're not talking. What was that, Santa?
I think they were too drunk at that show. It was a small show. I think it was the Rock Candy.
So what you're saying is Soundgarden is on the good list and Nirvana would be on the naughty list.
They were on the naughty list that night. Yes, definitely.
All right, Santa, we are sending
a good time to be in Seattle.
We are sending you to Trans-Siberian Orchestra in the front row in the Santa suit.
Yeah, that is awesome. The Daily
Mix Show. Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to chit-chat with us about? You can call 206-803-ROCK and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Nine Inch Nails. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat with you about, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. We had a fun topic earlier this morning about crazy things that went down at our homes.
Yes.
And we're going to chat with Christine in just a moment about her crazy encounter with a goat.
Oh.
But first... we got to get to Jeff in Redmond to talk about this adrenaline story. Jeff, tell us what happened.
Well, my parachute didn't open right.
Okay, so you were how high in the air?
4,000 feet. Static line.
And have you... okay, so you're skydiving. Have you done that...
First time ever. Last time ever.
No, okay, so you were tandem with somebody else?
No. Static line. When you jump off the plane, it pulls your chute for you.
Oh! And so what happened? Give us everything that happened. You jump out of the plane, you think everything's going to be cool, and then how do you know?
And then all of a sudden, when it's supposed to be open, there's just a big backpack with a 6-foot tail flapping in the wind, and you're flying it however many miles an hour, and the ropes are tied all the way down to your neck in like a 4-inch licorice.
So were you, what did you do?
Thanks for bringing up all these memories because I'm like stressing already thinking about it.
Oh, dude, my butt is clenched right now.
I know.
This is 31 years ago.
And did they train you like, hey, if it doesn't work, this is your plan B? Yep.
Thank God they did, and I paid attention, because on the way down, that's all you do is pull as hard as you can side to side by your neck and run like you're on a bicycle.
Wow. And so at some point, it does open up. I mean, was your landing smooth, or was that...
My landing was about a football field away from the landing, and I had a little baby monitor. The guys were like, good job, is when it opened, right? They can't hear me, but I can hear them. He's like, good job, find your target. And I literally just stopped in the air and turned and went down maybe a couple hundred feet and landed. I took all my gear off, went straight to the car, shut the door.
Yeah, I'd be like flipping them off as I'm landing. Like, I'm done.
Oh, no, it was literally a godsend. I floated down, took my gear off, and just nobody talked to me. I just walked straight to the car.
Well, Jeff, you said you're never going to skydive again, and me as well. I never have, and I never will, and these are part of the reasons why.
Wow. Thanks, Jeff.
Wow.
I know, seriously, my heart is pounding. 206-803-ROCK, Christine in Silverdale. Crazy home invasion stories we were talking about earlier this morning. Tell us about yours.
I for sure thought I was going to die that night. I don't know if you've ever encountered a goat before, but they are the most stubborn things in the world. So, one night, so I grew up in a very Christian oriented home, and my mom always made us scared of the 3 o'clock witching hour. So here I am years later, going out with my friends, and I'm coming home at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-oh.
And I don't own goats, so I didn't know what it was at first. And I am walking to my house in the pitch black because I live out in the boonies. And all of a sudden in this moonlight, I can see something, this big black blob. And all of a sudden there's horns, massive horns. And it just keeps getting taller and it's taller and taller and it's approaching me. And I have zero idea what it is. And apparently my neighbor's goat got off of his tether and came to sleep at my house. I for sure thought that this was the devil and this was my time.
Like, so the goat was inside of your house?
No, he was parked right outside in front of my barbecue. So it was out front of my house, but I didn't have a porch light at that time.
So how long was it until you were out till 3 a.m. again?
Oh, you know, I'm old now, so I really don't go out that time anyways. So I don't know that I've ever been out after that.
Same with me both.
The Daily Migs Show.
I do not know what the deal is with both our current and past Seahawks players that have really, honestly, awful, terrible taste in food.
Debatable.
Like our very own Steve Migs. So what are they talking about? We're going to tell you at 9:50. Well, it's either we are completely crazy or the Seahawks have just as equally bad taste in food as our friend Migs.
You guys are crazy. That's what's up.
I'm talking both Seahawks legends and current players have the same love for a Thanksgiving dish that, in my opinion and in Danny's opinion, must absolutely go. And that is the candied yams. So last week we chatted about this with Walter Jones. Mm-hmm. One Thanksgiving dish has to go. It's off the table. It's never coming back. What's the one that you could do without?
And I bet you were hoping you were going to be like, oh, it's the candied yams.
That's what I hoped.
Yeah, you were wrong.
No, green bean casserole.
Okay, I strongly disagree with you. That's one of my favorites. But, you know, to each his own.
All right, while we're talking, Big Walt, what's your feeling on candied yams with the marshmallows?
I love candied yams. You cannot go wrong with candied yams.
Thank you.
You cannot go wrong.
Well, I work with two people who hate it.
And see, me and you at that age, like, I think a lot of people don't understand with the marshmallows in it, too. It just gives you a whole nother flavor to it, though. So it can take you back to that kid's life. You know, you get the marshmallow, you know, kind of brings you back to that part. So
that's right. It's nostalgic.
Ugh. This morning, then, we ended up chatting with linebacker Drake Thomas, and he had this to say. Out of curiosity, when it comes to all the Thanksgiving dishes that end up on that table, which one are you going for first?
I think it depends. It depends who's cooking, like where I'm at. Because like in the South, mac and cheese is a staple in Thanksgiving. But like you leave the South and that's not like your normal Thanksgiving type of dish. Like a sweet potato casserole, maybe. I mean, I like the turkey. I like it all, honestly, though.
Well, first of all, you blew my mind. The idea of having mac and cheese at Thanksgiving sounds like the greatest idea. And I think I'm going to have to talk to my wife about doing that this year.
Yeah, it's the best.
And then the guys on the show, they give me a hard time. And in fact, we had Walter Jones, Seahawk legend, on with us, and he agreed with me. I'm a big fan of the candied yams with the marshmallows and the sweet potato. How do you mm-hmm. feel about that?
I love that. Candy yams are great. It's definitely a must-have.
Thank you. See, you guys are idiots.
No.
No, we're not.
Have you tried them recently?
I have tried them. I just don't want marshmallows in my dinner dish.
Or yams.
You know what? Sometimes it's like the sum of the parts. It's just better together. The two of them are just a perfect combination.
It's like Michael Jordan
and Scottie Pippen. Together, it's fantastic.
I would like to pitch
and
this.
Jordan's the marshmallows. Pippen's the yams.
Out of you two, who is the marshmallows and the yams?
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Have you seen my shirt off? I'm the marshmallow.
The Daily Mix Show.
You obviously have not seen me with my shirt off, Steve Mix.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of an insult that I compared you to a yam. Neither's good. I'm sorry, Taryn. I didn't mean that. That's Danny's fault.
Speaking of Thanksgiving and shirts, you can wear the new KISW Daily Mix Show Thanksgiving shirt in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us. Obviously, we're fighting with Steve Migs about food a lot lately. Out of curiosity, National Pickle Day, which is better, sweet or dill pickles?
Oh, I'm a dill. Kosher dills.
But do you like sweet pickles?
Yeah, I'll eat sweet
pickles. See, that's the argument. It's not like I'm like, you can't have the other. You guys are just,
It depends on the dish. Like, if you're going to do hot dogs, like sweet relish, for sure.
Yeah.
Right?
If you just want to snack on them?
Yeah. I'm not putting any relish on
Look, I think there's one thing we know.
That relish right in your face.
There's one thing we know, having hung out with both of you, is Steve is vegan and you have weird food hang-ups, so I think both of your opinions are probably null and void on all food subjects, period.
I'm vegan except for brisket, don't forget.
He's a brisket boy.
Yeah, I'm vegan except for brisket.
I make Texas Twinkies. I'll bring one in.
Oh.
It's a jalapeno popper, but it's got brisket, smoked brisket on the inside, along with the cream cheese.
I was about the Urban Dictionary. Texas Twinkie. And I was like, I don't know if I want that.
There's probably one of those as well.
Okay. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And I don't know if people were more upset that the Mariners didn't go to the World Series or that Cal Raleigh didn't become MVP, because it was like yesterday, there were a lot of upset people on social media as Cal Raleigh came in second place. Aaron Judge, MVP. It was a close call. I mean, at the end of the day, both of them deserving to be MVP, but it does suck to see a guy who did so much for this team and truly was a valuable, valuable member, more valuable than I think than Aaron Judge, did not get the nod.
Well, I think it's like we heard during Straight to the Comments, he's still most valuable pooper.
Most valuable, yes. MVP, most important.
This Sunday, it's a huge game for our Seattle Seahawks. We are traveling down to L.A., taking on our divisional rivals, the Los Angeles Rams. Both teams, 7-2.
Ooh.
Cooper Kupp is back in action. He used to play for the Rams, so that makes it a little bit more exciting.
Won a Super Bowl with them.
Oh, yeah. So during his press conference, Cooper learned that the Rams plan on doing a special thing for his return, and here is Cooper's response to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that. I don't know. I mean, I didn't die. You know, I'm here.
I can love Cooper Kupp. He is so
great answer.
Tribute, I didn't die. I'm still here.
So, like, yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. It's obviously so thankful for my time there. Incredible experience. Built so much with just the fans, with the guys that I was able to play with, and just great experiences. So nothing but love for that city. But you gotta be able to lock in for the game and what's ahead of you. So I think it'll be fun. I'm excited to go out there. It's a really good football team. Real good football team, and present some great challenges for us, and excited to go out there and compete.
Now, I know he's not a stoner, but he is the epitome of Pacific Northwest. He just has that vibe and that energy.
Oh, sure. Definitely.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't die. You know, yeah, I'm here.
Good point.
The game is on Fox 13 at 1 p.m. this Sunday.
It's going to be a good one, that's for sure. Thursday Night Football last night, the New England Patriots, they beat the Jets as they should, 27-14. As far as weather, in a high of 53 degrees, going to be a rainy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is next, and he's got your morning 12-pack.
And he didn't die.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.